Norm Campbell is the coordinator of Recycle Sitka.
We've seen a drop in the actual amount that we're collecting. Through August, it was only about 5 tons a month. But always in the past 4 years, we've always been on that upward tack that we've been looking for.
Sitkin's dropped off 114 tons of corrugated cardboard in the second quarter of 2008, but only 98 tons in the second quarter of 2009. Mixed paper dropped from 52 tons to 42. Newsprint was down 45%, and tin cans actually ticked up from just under 3 tons to just under 4. The overall drop would be a bigger problem for Recycle Sitka if the market for commodities still resembled 2008. Campbell says that the crash in the price of recycled materials appears to be over.
Corrugated cardboard went from $120 a ton to $55 a ton, and that's a substantial drop. And it's climbing back up now. The last time I checked, it was 88, I think.
Campbell says the recycling program tips toward profitability the closer the price for corrugated cardboard moves toward the $120 mark. With aluminum recycling under the management of the Baranoff Barracuda Swim Club, cardboard is the main financial driver for Sitka's recycling program, but Campbell says that could change. The program will relocate from the Marine Services Center to the former incinerator site on Jeff Davis Street once the city purchase of the property is finalized. Campbell says the most obvious change people will notice is a much larger capacity for handling plastics, which have remained a valuable recyclable over the year. Also, the move to a new location may provide an opportunity to move into a new and potentially lucrative material.
Office paper, which is a high worth product, the last time I checked, $440 a ton. And we're just mixing it in with our mixed paper and reducing its value to the mid-30s. So in the future, that's one of the goals, is to figure out how we can, without a lot of problems, start capturing that valuable office paper.
Campbell says mixed paper is selling at about $38 a ton, which doesn't even cover the cost of handling. Campbell does not expect the dip in recycling numbers to turn around immediately. Typically, summer is the highest volume season for the program, but autumn is far cleaner, with much less contamination in the bins. Serious recyclers, Campbell says, are out there in the rain and the wind. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.